Violence began as gunmen ambushed officials who were touring Wednesday's blast site in Mosul, the capital of Nineveh province. The gunmen opened fire on the group, including Nineveh province police director, General Salat Mohammed Hassan, as they walked through the wreckage. The officials fled, and according to a police spokesman, a suicide bomber wearing an explosives vest under an Iraqi police uniform moved toward Hassan's car and detonated his explosives, wounding the police chief. Hassan was taken to an Iraqi army hospital where he was pronounced dead. Wednesday's explosion at the same site destroyed a vacant apartment building and adjacent homes shortly before Iraqi troops came to investigate tips about a weapons cache. A Mosul local talks about the destruction. He says our houses collapsed and an alleyway was completely destroyed. In the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, a roadside bomb struck a police car on patrol, killing two officers. The explosion happened in the predominantly Shiite neighborhood of Karada in central Baghdad. Mahdi Musa saw what happened. He says the bomb exploded in the morning, wounding two policemen and several civilians. He says one of the wounded had serious leg injuries. American and Iraqi forces have made significant gains in chasing insurgents from Baghdad, but the U.S. military says some insurgents have fled north into cities like Mosul, where violence has intensified. Deborah Block, VOA News, Baghdad.